The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlaha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
Daf kuf sammich dalet. Rezdav is b'nishtal, m'shot avram b'nishtir, v'chashat ram b'gan edar amin, v'chashat ram b'nishtal, 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 v'chashat ram b'nishtal. And we are starting from the Gufa, okay, which is on the bottom of the Amud, last two lines. Gufa, Amar Rav, Shtar Rabba, Hu ve'edava lamehak kashir. And we learned that in yesterday's daf. The Shtar that comes to us, we have Hu ve'edava lamehak. Everything is written on the erasure, the Shtar and the signatures, meaning it was black, and they erased the black, and they wrote over there. It's kashir. No, they just erased. It was a star that was written black on it. They erased it. They erased the black, and they wrote it's kashir. So comes the Gemara and is going to analyze it. V'im tomar mohek v'chozer u'mohek, which means if you're going to tell me according to this mohek v'chozer u'mohek, he's erasing the ktav and he's writing something else, and the idea we're going to mekayim is ziyuf, and therefore it's a problem. What's the question? Rashbam. Vim tomar. Top line in the Rashbam. V'alo. Chozeru u'mohek at ashtar. V'zayif v'chatmeh sehadeh. What are you worried about over here? He's erasing the black, I guess. Mohek. V'chozeru mohek. Which means, if you tell me erasures are okay, so you can erase again. He has witnesses signed already. So he'll erase again. He'll write whatever he wants. Once you're ready, you're allowing to write on an erasure. Chozer u'mohek. He'll erase what he wrote. And go back and add new conditions. And he has the witnesses already. He'll change everything. Because eno domen nemhak pa'mahat, nemhak shtei pa'amim. Shows. Erase one time. Okay. Once you erase twice, already the paper starts to wear away. Umeshani top line in Dome Hatimat Aidim Shatum Alam Hokshim Hakpa Mahat, the Khtimat Asharakadu Alam Hak Shtepa Amin. Then he cut as a youth. Then this youth is going to be. So one erasure, okay, no problem. But two erasures, it'll be noticed. So you're not going to have a problem. Vedihush Dilma Shadediyuta Amekom Edim Ikara Umahikle Dihihadar Mahikle Lehai. Havile idi v'idi nimhak shtei pa'amim. Okay, what is he worried about? Look at the Rashbam. V'nihush dilma shadeh ba'al ashtar. Maybe the guy who wrote the shtar. Diyutab b'klaf. He'll leave a little ink on the klaf. B'mkom chatimat ha'idim. Kodem shechatmu. It's a wise guy. When he erased the ink, he left a little spot there of ink still. So what's going to happen now? The edim are going to sign on the erasure, and now he left this little black spot over here. Umahako v'hazar v'katab al kol haklaf, and he erased all the ink, or the rest of the ink, and he wrote whatever the conditions. Umahako kulo v'hatmu aedim b'klaf shenemhak shtei pa'amim, v'shtar nechtav al hamehak pa'am achat, v'chi hadar mahik lekedel lechtov alav ziyuf. Give me the suspicion over here. Let's read again. V'lihush dilma shaded yuta amekom edim meikara. He's going to leave a little ink with hatimotwa umahikle, and what he's going to erase it. Ulahar miken yazor v'yichtov al kol haklaf v'yimchok et kulo.
Right,
Venihush, let's read the Rashbam again. Dilma Shade Ba'la Shtab Diyutab Beklab Bukum Hatimat Ta'idin. Good. When the witnesses sign, he leaves ink over. He puts ink there, let's
just say. Just a blotch.
Yeah, a blotch. Kodim Sha'atmu. Then when they come to sign, Umahako.
Erases that blotch.
Erases that blotch, they sign. The Hazar V'Katab Al Kol HaKlaf.
He writes.
And then he comes along and writes
on the whole
klaf. Umahako Kulo. And it does, so the whole thing is erased. The Hatmu Aydin Biklaf Shinimhak Shte Pa'amim. Now why was it Shte Pa'amim? More time, I want to read the Rashbam inside. You have the clarity.
Okay.
Venihush Dilma Shade Ba'al Ashtar Diyutab Biklaf Bimkom Hatimat Ta'idin Kodim Shehatmu. What did he do? He started with a blank piece of paper. He smudged some ink on the bottom where the witnesses sign, Umahako, and he erased it. So now you have one erasure on the bottom. V'chazar v'chatav al kol haklaf. Then he went, before he did anything, he wrote over the whole klaf, u'mahako kulo, and he erased the whole klaf again. So now you have one erasure on top and two erasures on the bottom. V'chatmo ha'edim b'klaf shenimhak shteh pe'amim. Then he writes the conditions, whatever it is. They signed on the part that was erased twice. Vashtar nichtav al mehak pamachat, and the star is only written on a one erasure. What's going to happen? He's going to erase the top part of the star. Kedin nichtav alav ziyuf to forge it. Having an mehak shte pa'amim koshim mehak makamati ba'teidim shte pa'amim. That's not noticeable because the top is twice and the edim is twice, and therefore the star is going to make some. So how could you allow Rav to write on an erasure? He could pull this trickery over here and he's going to get accepted. Amar Abaye, Kasabar Rav, Ein Ha'edim Hotmim Ala Mehak, Ela Imken Nimhak Bifnehem. Which means, we don't let witnesses sign on an erasure unless the erasure was done in front of them. The Im Yir'u Makom Hatimatam, which means if they see that where they're signing is different than the place that it was written, that's a two, that's a one, so not going to sign. So which means in this case over here, when the witnesses sign, they didn't see the mehak. They didn't see that. They erased it already before they even got to it. You want witnesses to sign on a shtar, it's mehak, erase it in front. So right away they could tell, there's a discrepancy over here. But to allow it, the guys doing all the erasures before the witnesses show up, then we're not going to. So this could never happen to a case of ziyuf. Okay, very good. Meti so Gemara says. Question. What's the question? Who alam niyar? Have a shtar. It's written on niyar. Niyar is regular paper. Ve'edav, the witnesses alam mehak kashir. And the witnesses are signing on the mehak, it's kashir. What's mehak on the bottom? The nihush dilma mahikle v'chativ maid ba'e v'havidehu v'edav ala mehak. Okay, look at the Rashbam.
Same idea.
Look at the Rashbam. What does it say? Edav ala mehak kashir. Im makirin lahatimatan. Okay, you recognize there were signatures. Or shayak tav yadam in kumahir. Or you have to verify. We're talking about his kosher witnesses. Hu ala mehak Pasul. Is that what we just read? Where's that Ashbam?
No.
It's gotta be later. Okay, so let's get the question again. Metive hu ala niyar ve'edav ala mehak kasher nihush dilma mahikle. Maybe again he erased the shtar ve'chativ ma'ide ba'e, and he wrote whatever he wrote ve'avile hu ve'edav ala mehak. And why? You're not gonna be able to tell the difference between them. And the ziyuf is not going to be nikar. Tell me what he did. He signed on a niyar, and what? The witnesses signed on an erasure. Okay, an erase spot already.
So now it's new.
Unerased.
No, the witnesses
signed on a mehak. The edim signed on mehak.
So now you raise
the niyad is clean and it's on the mehak. So say, why is it okay? Because what are you going to do? Same suspicion. Yeah. So what are you going to do? You're going to raise the top, so it's one in one, and therefore you're going to have a problem over here. Rabbi, who be adam on the mehak?
Right.
Exactly. So it says the chadveh hachir. So you're going to write, Anachna Sahade Hatamna Al Mehaka Ustarak Tav Al Niyara. Wow, they got to verify that. The Botai, we're signing on Mehak, and the Shtar was not Mehak.
Oh, wow.
So therefore, no, don't fooling around. Once you see it's erased, it's clearly Anachna Katavna Al Azeb. So Gemara says,
that part?
Oh, so Gemara says exactly. Dechadve hecha. Where are they writing that part? Imeletachat. If under their signature they wrote that, geizle. What's going to happen? Cut that part out. Cut that part out. You have a problem. If it's on top, mahikle. They're going to erase it. So it says dechadve ben sahada le sahada. Oh, they write it in between the signatures. So you can't cut it and you can't erase it because it's in between the signatures themselves. So they do it in a way where you can't cut it and you can't
erase it.
You can't erase it.
Yeah.
Now, what are we worried about? We have one more question. The Gemara says that if you're writing Anachna Sa'adah, we were testifying. Ema Sefa. What's the Sefa of the Brayta? Hu ala mehak. It's the reverse. Hu ala mehak. The Ishtar is on the erasure. The Aidav ala Niyar. Pasul. Am I pasul? Why is it going to be pasul? What's the hashash over here? Because maybe you're going to erase the top. With the edim, who are the mehak? Right, no, the shtar is on the mehak. Vu ve'aydav on the yad. So what am I worried about?
I'll just erase again. And
you'll erase the...
Erase the shtar.
Erase it one more time.
Write whatever you want. Cause
right, because... Wait, who are the mehak? It was erased already.
Yes.
So you are, you erase the top already.
Okay.
Why are you hoshesh that he erased it? Why are you hoshesh that he erased the star? Because the bottom edim signed on the yard, and the top guy signed on mehak. Hoshesh that maybe there was a ziyuf. I might pursue why. Hachanami nichtevu hachi. Anachna sahade hatamna niyar. Ashtra mehaka. Let them write exactly. We signed on
new
and the shtar was old. Which means the same protection that you did in the reverse, you can do it over here also. So Gemara says, Hashtaname mohek vehozeru mohek. Exactly the point. Because over here we're concerned, either they're going to write, we signed on the good. And the shtar was on the bed. What's going to happen? Mochek v'chazeru mochek. The guy can
erase again,
and you have the double erasure. Gemara says, "What do you mean? Ha'amart eno domen demhak pa mahad demhak shtei pa'amim. You'll notice it. If you're going to erase it a second time, you told me already that it's noticeable. Eno dome twice, right? Hani mili echad dehati misadeh mehaka. When do you say that you can tell the difference between two and one? That's when the witnesses are signing on an erased part. So you can tell the difference between one erasure and two erasures. You need comparison. Which means, when I have one and a two, I see, this is two of it. But when I have a deep signing perfect on the yard, then I can erase the top 10 times. You're not gonna be able to tell. So therefore, by putting, we signed on the niyar and the shtar was on the mehak, it's not going to help us because you're going to raise the top again.
Right.
Okay, so comes Gibran says, now, v'laitem migilta achariti v'limchok v'lidameh. Do experiment. Go take another shtar, erase it, and compare. And which means, you're telling me over here that what, bring another cloth.
You're telling me, lo yadia, I can't be distinguished.
Why can it be distinguished? Distinguish it. Which means you're telling me over here, I have a problem of ziyuf.
Do a test.
Because what's going to happen, maybe erase it twice, I'm not going to be able to tell. Why can't you tell? Go get another shtar, write on it, erase it once, erase it twice, and look, compare the Megillot, you'll know if it was forged or not. Lo dame mehaka daim mekilta, mehaka daim mekilta. Every shtar is different. Every paper is different. The mahak on this cloth is not an experiment for another cloth. You're not going to be able to compare. So Gemara says, Ul kabbala lahatimot yeda tesahade bebedina. Why don't you accept the hatima of the witnesses in beddin, vilimchok vilidameh, and erase them, and write on the ktav, and we'll be able to compare the two erasures. What's that Gemara's question? Again, Kabbalah lahatimut yedad sahade bebedina. לקבל עדות על חתימות ידי העדים בבית דין, כלומר, קיימת חתימות ידי העדים מקיום, which is, you have to say the witnesses that sign on the niyar, right? Make kiyum on their signatures, go to Bet Din, verify that they actually signed, because you don't want to lose that testimony. V'limchok v'lidameh, v'limchok otam, erase them, v'nichtov al hamechak, v'nidmeh et haketav shebin shnei hamechakim. We have a situation over, we have a kashtar. The edim signed on paper, beautiful. On the top is an erasure. So we said, oh, it's a problem. Because I don't know how many times they erased the top already. And I'm not going to be able to verify, because when the bottom is paper, you can't really tell how many times the top was erased. So Gemara says, I have a way to do it. Bring another Megillah, another parchment, erase it twice, and compare it to see if it looks. Nah, not going to help you. Because each paper is different. Okay. I have another option. On the same shtar, I have witnesses over here. Erase the witnesses. What do you mean erase the witnesses? No. Before you erase the witnesses, verify them. Go to Bet Din to announce, we say that these witnesses are kashir. Okay, so you have it written, these witnesses are kashir. It's good. Erase their names. Now write again on that spot. Now you'll be able to compare the top to the bottom to see if it's a one or twice. So there's a way to fix it also. So again, v'kabbalah l'chatimot yedah d'sadim b'bedina, except the witnesses in Bet Din. And erase their names off, write again, and compare the top to the bottom. You'll see if the top is true or not. Amar Rav Hoshaya. Another Hindush. Eno domen nemhag ben yomo lemhag ben shnei yamim. You can't compare something that was erased today that something was erased 2 days ago. So the Gemara says, v'lishaye. Which means, so therefore, Yeshua tashtar yom echad. Let it age. And then you'll be able to see. Well, ahad mikin yishvot mechakim. It's unbelievable.
Not everybody could do that.
I guess after 2 days they're all the same. So wait a day. Now it's after 2 days. The Torah says, "Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Hayshina lebed din to'im." We're choshesh that maybe the bed din is going to make a mistake. They're not going to be bedagdek lashot. They don't know how to wait. And if what's going to end up happening, they're going to machshir a shtar that's pasul. Because they're going to say, "Oh, look." We don't see a difference, and therefore really there is going to be a difference if they wait a day, they're not going to know, so we don't play these games. Wow. Okay, so let's review this piece over here. Basically, what the rule of the Gemara was, you could write on an erasure. That was Rav's din. You could write on an erasure. We're worried about double erasure, because after you sign, you can erase, and then put. So the Gemara's rule was, "Eno domen nimhak pa'am achat v'nimhak shtei pa'amim." And then the Gemara's whole suya is, "Oh, but maybe you'll balance it where they're both two, or they're both ones." So therefore, you're not going to be able to. Once you allow erasures, you can fool around. The Gemara said, "No, all the answers we answered, how it'll always be discernible, but writing on one mehak." According to Rav, is really okay in the end, right? Okay, let's go to the original deed. Shtar Abba, who ve'edav ala mehak kasher, who ve'edav ala mehak is going to be kasher, and we're not worried about mohek ve'chazer u'mohek because eno domen mehak ba mehak de mehak shtei pa'amim. Then you have all the lihushes, lihush dema shtei diuta makom edim mekaram agad ke'edav mehak lechayav gad edim mehak shtei pa'amim. Agad eno edim chodim ala mehak, eno edim ken mehak shneim. Oh, so that covers. That was the answer. That we don't let witnesses sign
unless it's erased
in front of them. So they know exactly what they're signing. Anyway, they have to write. We signed on the niyar, and this was on the mahag. They have to verify all these things, and they verify it in a way where you can cut it off and you can't erase it. So therefore, basically what we're saying is Rav's din of letting witnesses sign on the mahag has enough safety features that you won't come to a problem of Ziyuf, which means all the safety items that we put on it is going to make sure that it won't come to a situation of Ziyuf. Okay, let's go a step further.
The only one's pasul is when it's documents.
Rabbi Hanina ben Gamliel Omer Mikushar. So what do we say Mikushar? Mikushar is the get Mikushar. That's a get that you write the document on the inside and you fold it. You fold it, right? So we said in the Mishnah, the edim of a mikushar on the back. And we said if you reversed it and you put the Erim and the Mikushar on the inside, Pasul. Because you didn't write the start according to the Takana of Hakamim.
Because you could unsew it
and make it... No, you didn't write the Takana of Hakamim. Star Mikushar is on the outside. Star Pasut is on the inside. But Rabban HaMeir comes along and says that if you wrote a Mikushar and you put the Edim Mitucho Kashir, why? Like you said, Peshiachol Asuto Pasut. Unfold it and make a regular star. You could turn a Mikushar into a Pasut. That's the answer.
That's a
B'chanina. Yeshiv Rabbi, the Vred of Hanina Ben Gamliel. According to the Rabbi, the Halo. Eno dome zmano shel ze le zmano shel ze. Why? When you write zman in the shtar, there's a difference the way you write the zman in a pashut and the way you write it in a mikushar. Pashut, you write like this. Malak shana, you write the shtar in the zman according to the king. You date it according to the king. So it depends how many years the guy's king. So the pashut, malak shana, monim lo shana. They write, b'shna rishona lemelech peloni. Shtayim, 2 years, monim lo shtayim. B'shana sheniya. Av mikushar, malak shana, monim lo shtayim. They write, b'shana sheniya. Shtayim, monim lo shalosh. B'shana shelishit. V'zimnin, d'zayif mine zuze b'mikushar. What's going to happen? Sometimes a person is going to borrow money using a shtar mikushar, and he's going to write the date according to. That's the problem here. You're going to write according to mikushar. And what's going to happen? He's going to get money in between and pay his loan back. And he's going to tell the malve, "Have li shtarai, give me my shtar back." He's going to say, "I lost it." Vekatavle tabra, he'll write him a receipt that is paid in full. Vechim at the zimna, now when the zman comes in the shtar, meshvele pashut, he'll open it up and turn it into a pashut. Vamale, hane ashtad zaft minai, and he's going to tell the love, these ma'ot that are in the shtar.
Debarred
from me, which means new loan.
I make another collection.
So listen, I know you paid me back for that one.
It's a different one.
But it's a different one. In the start over here, and therefore I'm holding the start, which means the shtar should be adi mochia kenchel zmano meuchar mishel hashovar. The receipt is earlier than the date and the start, which means you're telling me it's kasher. What are you talking? You can come to a great problem. Why? Rav Hanina says, what's the problem? If you sign inside, well, you open it up, you make it into a get pashut. What's the problem? There's a big problem. Because the dates in the shtar are different. On a regular get pashut, if the king was 1 year king, they write b'shana rishona. On a get mikusha, they write b'shana shiniya. Now what's going to happen over there? That's what they're going to get. Now you have over here a get mikushar. Okay? At the get mikushar, they're going to write what? Bishana Shiniya. So the first year of the kingdom, they write Bishana Shiniya. Okay? Really, he was supposed to put the edim on the outside. Instead, he put it on the inside. And what's going to happen over here, by doing that, we're worried. The guy comes to borrow money. But he gets mikushar, and he pays back. He says, okay, could you give me the shtar? I want to rip up the shtar, please. The guy says, I don't have a shtar. I lost it. Ah, you lost it? Could you make me a shovar, a receipt? He writes him a receipt, and he dates the receipt. Then all of a sudden, the guy takes out the get mikushar,
opens it up.
Now it's dated like a get, so I want to turn it into a get pashut. Now get pashut, how do you write the date in the get pashut? In shana rishona you write shana rishona. Right? But this says over here shana shiniya.
So you can go back to him.
So therefore go back to him and say, hey, this is a new loan over here.
Regular get pashut.
Because it's a get pashut and you know, but I paid you. You received, you paid me last year. This is already, this is later.
New one.
And this is a new one. So therefore, how could you tell me that it's kasher? Since the dates are different, he can use a get mikoshar, turn it into a get pashut,
and collect again.
And now collect again based on the date. So it's kasavar en kodvim shovar. Rav Harina says you never write a shovar, and therefore he'll never pay. No case. A lover comes to pay, and the guy doesn't have the shtar. He won't pay. We don't say, all right, pay me, and then I'll give you a receipt. He's not going to pay unless he gets the shtar and rips it up. So if when he comes and says, I want to pay you, where's the shtar? I don't have the shtar. Okay, the when you shtar, find the shtar, come to me, and I'll pay you. So it can never come to a case. You have a case where the shovar is written, then the guy can pull out the shtar after. But in a case where you don't pay unless you get the shtar to rip it up, you won't have these hashashot. The Quran says, Umi baki rabbi b'mikoshar. Mm-hmm. Which means Rabbi was so expert in the deen of Git Mekushar. Rabbi is asking a question on Rav Hanina. Rav Hanina said, Git Mekushar, they turn to a Pashut is Kashya. So Rabbi says, yeah, but what if you did this with the dates? With the... It's mashwa that Rabbi was, Kadosh was like an expert in Git Mekushar. The Gemara says, Veha hu Mekushar da tala kamed Rabbi. There was a story where they brought a Git Mekushar in front of Rabbi. And they added the year, like they usually do. B'shnat Rishona, they wrote B'shnat Shniya. V'amar Rabbi, Shtar Meocharze. You know what I mean? It's a post-dated Shtar. V'amar lo Zonin. Who's Zonin? Zonin is the name of a rabbi. Told Rabbi, Kat min hagas shel uma zu. Malach shana monim lo shtayim. Shtayim monim lo shalosh. Which means he didn't even know what a Shtar Mekushar was. Get Mekushar was Rabbi. They brought it to him. He looked and said, hey, this is Shtar Meochar. But in the story, when he was asking against Rav Hanina, he knew, eh? What do you mean? Get Mekoshad, they put it later, get Pashut, they do it earlier. That's it. Answers. But Tad Shemayim Mizunin Sevara. After he learned the law, some Zunin, and then he said what he said. Right, there was a point where he didn't know it, and then he learned it.
Beautiful.
Okay. Haushtara Davu Katav Be.
Story.
You have a shtar that they wrote in it. Bishnat Peloni Archan. In the year of such and such, the king. Archan is a king. So-and-so loaned money from so-and-so, but didn't say the year. Amar of Harina, yibadek ematai amad Archan be'archanute. You have to go right away and find out when he became the king. Because, b'shana rishona, l'malchuto nechtad, it was written the first year. U'me'otash le yachol ha'malveh l'gbot nechassim mishubadim. That's right. Which means, from when the shtar is written, that's already when the malveh can go to get any nechassim that was sold subsequently. So again, haushtara dava katav b'shnat peloni archan, b'shnat peloni amelech. So and so land ve'lo haya katuv eze shanat melamalchuto. Archan is a melech b'yevanit, by the way. Okay. It was a shtar pashut, by the way. It was a shtar pashut. Amar b'hana yibadek ematay amad archan be'archanute. Go find out when he became king. Mishum shebeshana rishona lemalchuto nechtav shtar ze. Okay. So I guess find out when he became king. Umeota shana yachol hamalveh legbot nechassim mishubadim. Okay. Vedilma da'arich malchute. Oh. Who told you that when he wrote Mishnat Ploni Archan, Shem Hakavanai Shnit Archan Malchuto, Kilomat Shelahash Shemalach Kama Shanim, Lava Ploni Beploni? Who told you he wrote it in the first year? Maybe he wrote it in the second or third year. And if since you don't know, how could you take the Kohot? Why are you assuming Mishnat Ploni Archan? I'll go find out if that's the first year of his kingdom, and it's fine. Who said? Maybe saying in the year of this guy's king, that was king for 5 years already.
Aruch,
exactly. Son Aruch. Maybe it was for many years already. How do you know it was the first year? Amar Voshtaya, kach menagas shel umazu, shana rishona korin lo Archan. The first year they called the king Archan. So when they write in the shtarot Archan, you know already it's the first year. Shenia korin lo Digon. The next year they call him Digon. So therefore, on the Shtar, you know already. When in fact says Archan, just establish it that he was the king that year, and therefore you can get the court from that year. What's it, Digon?
Two.
It's two. Greek word for two. Archan is one in Greek, and Digon is
dos.
Two. Vedilma abure abruhu vahadar ukmuhu. Which is maybe he was the king. Maybe they deposed him. And after a couple of years, they put him back. Oh. That's right. It's the first year of his second reign. They're writing in the Shtar, Archan. Oh, Archan, it's his first year. So you know already when to collect likuhot. Because it's the first year. We know. First year is 1999, whatever. You know the date.
All
right. Come on, what do you mean? Maybe it's the first year of his second term. And therefore what? You're going to collect likuhot.
From the first term.
Right.
From the first term.
Again, you have a time
issue. Right. You're going to collect from the first term. Amar ibn Miyah, hahu Archan Digon Karule. On the second term,
one of two.
They're going to call him one of two. So you'll know exactly what that is.
Okay.
Tarabbanan. Now we're getting into Digon now. You're not finished with Digon. Hareni Nazir. Okay. Guy says Hareni Nazir. Subchos Amar. Henna. If he added the word henna, ahat, then he's a nazir for 30 days, one nazir. Digon, he's hareni nazir, digon, shtayim. Trigon, shalosh. Tetrigon, arba. Pentigon, hamesh. So if he adds these words after the nazirut, he accepts upon himself that many times. Okay, tanu rabbana, now we go into more terminologies over here.
Yeah.
Bayit agol. Oh, you have a round room. No corners. Digon, or two corners. Trigon, three corners. Pentagon, five corners. Eno metame benegaim. We have a rule. Any shape like that, there's no tumat negaim on the walls. However, tetrigon, if it's four corners, metame benegaim. How do you know such a thing? Tetanu Rabbanan. Lema'la Omer. In the Parashah of Nikai Batim, it says, Kir. Kirot. Shtayim. That's already, Kir is one. Kirot is two. Lemata Omer Kir Kirot. So that's what? Shtayim. Harekan Arba. Which means Kirot Kirot. Says kirot kirot in the parashah. So therefore, it's two and two. It's four. Okay. Next story. Right. It says v'ra'at ha'negav inei ha'negav b'kirot ha'bayit. It says that twice. Kirot kirot. So you know it's got to be a four walls. Ha'u mekushad atayr lekamer Rabbi. Okay. Story. Get mekushad came in front of Rabbi. V'amar Rabbi. En zman bazeh. Where's this man? Amal Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi Shema ben kesharab mubla. Maybe in between the folds they put it. Palier vechazier. They opened up the folds and they found it. Hadar hazab Rabbi bibishut. Then what? They looked at Rabbi and he looked at Rabbi Shimon. He was angry. Amal, because he thought he wrote it. So the rabbi is giving him a dirty look. So he says, "Amar le, lav ana ketafte. I didn't write the star. Rabbi Yehuda hayata katve. He blamed it on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda wrote it.
He did it.
Amar le, klach melashon ara haze. Oh, he told me, lashon ara. What are you blaming? Blame the other guy. What's the story over here? Rabbi itnaged lasot star mekushar." Because he held people are not baki with it. And the odd yeshtamash Rabbi hekpid al ashtar v'suyam azim v'shem z'azman ayam mubla. So he wasn't happy the way the Sofer wrote the shtar. The zman wasn't written correctly. So he told him, hey, where's the zman? You know, it's over here, Rabbi. So he looked at him. And what are you looking at me for? I didn't write the star. Yehuda Hayata wrote the star. He said, Lashon Hara. What are you incriminating this guy for? Okay, another story. Zimni Navei Yatif Kameh. Rabbi Shimon was sitting in front of Rabbi. They kept Pasik Sidra B'Sifet Tehillim. They would read the Sifet Tehillim. They would finish the book of Tehillim. Or one of the books of Tehillim. Amar Rabbi, Kama Miyushar Ktav Zeh.
How neat.
How neat the writing is. Amar Le, Lav Ana Ketavteh. I didn't write it. Yehuda Hayata Ketavteh. Amar Le, Klach B'Lashon Ala Zeh. Why are you speaking L'Lashon Ala? So Gemara says, Mishnah Mahatam, Ika L'Lashon Ala. Ela Aga, Mai L'Lashon Ala Ika. There's no L'Lashon Ala, he's praising him. Mishum Rav Dimi. דתרי רב דימי אחוד רב ספרה לעולם אל יספר אדם בטובתו של חברו שבתוך טובתו בא לידי רעתו. Don't speak even of the good of a person, because when you start to speak about the good, say, oh, he's a great sofer. Yeah, but so even the good you have to be careful. Wow. Right? When you מרבה לספר, not one compliment, but maybe מרבה לספר. Okay. אמר רב אמרם אמר רב שלוש עבירות אין אדם ניצול מהם בכל יום. There's three עבירות daily basis. הרהור עבירה, עיון תפילה. That means if he prays a nice תפילה with כוונה, he finishes, he says, ah, that was a good one. Hashem for sure is going to answer me. That's called עיון תפילה. You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to rely on your כוונה that Hashem's going to answer you. And what's the third one? ולשון הרע. Every day, people speak Lashon Hara. So the Gemara says, Lashon Hara Sakadatach. You tell me every day people speak Lashon Hara. Ela Avak Lashon Hara. Which means it's not Lashon Hara, it's the dust of the Lashon Hara. What's the dust? Like we just said. Look at Rashbam, he gives you an example. Avak Lashon Hara, Kegon da Amre Nura Beplanya.
A guy comes along and says,
there's a fire.
Is there a place to eat?
So, oh, this guy, the oven's always burning in this guy's house. It can be interpreted good that he's always machnis or rahim, he's always eating, he's always gluttonous. So therefore, you use a lashon like that, that can be interpreted two ways, right? Right? Tamid yesh esh bebayit loni. So if that, you have to be careful. So he says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Rov בגזל ומיעוט בעריות והכל בלשון הרע. Wow. Most people גזל, they're suspicious on, because it's very hard to be clean money, very hard. רובם בגזל. רשב"ם, רוב בני אדם חשבים על הגזל כן גזל שמורים להתרה, meaning they rationalize it, not stealing a bank,
right.
They rationalize it, oh, it's not stealing. במסע ומתן, להקים שמי רווח, הראו לו חברות, they withhold wages, they don't give the guy the profit that he deserves, that's the ways that they rationalize. However, the Gemara says, מיעוטם בעריות, מיעוט נחשד על עריות, והכל בלשון הרע. Everybody is חשוד על לשון הרע. Gemara, לשון הרע סרקד אתך? לשון הרע, אלא אבק לשון הרע. Again, the dust of the לשון הרע. Let's read the Rashbam's on the bottom over here. Look at the bottom Rashbam. Ba'li de ra'ato. When you speak good about a person, you might come to speak bad. Lidei genuto. Betoch shemerbim b'shvacho, mezkirim shel genut shebo. Ayun tefila, yesh mefarshim shelaha shetpalel dam b'libo sheishlam ha'kadosh baruch hu sekarav yasek baruch hu sekarav yishma tefilato lefi shetpalel v'kavana. This is one halakha from Hafetz Chaim over here. Hafetz Chaim writes like this. אבק לשון הרע היינו כשאינו מגלה את חסרונו של חברו. We're not revealing a derogatory. כגון, מי היה מאמין על פלוני שיגיע למידה פחותה כזו? Who would believe that such and such a guy would have fell to such a level? You didn't say what happened. You just said that he fell to such a low level. You didn't say what he did. או, אל תדברו על פלוני, איני רוצה לומר מה אירע עמו. Do me a favor, don't talk about so and so. I don't want to say anything. I don't want to say what happened. You didn't say anything, but that's avak. Ufrim elu en pilut shel ma'asim ra'im. Ula ma'ach yesh kan remez lignai, harem bichlal avak lashon hara. Harambam mosif, she'afa mesapel lashon hara derech shok ve kalut rosh. שלא בדרך שנאה. סתם, you're joking around with the guy. You don't mean to cause animosity, also. וכן המסוות דרך למהות. כאילו, אינו יודע שיש בזה גנאי. Well, you're a wise guy. You're speaking in a way, oh, that's not derogatory. I didn't mean to, I mean, you know it's a derogatory thing. You say something negative about the guy, but you say, no, I didn't mean it to be derogatory. Well, why? That's not derogatory. That's not saying anything bad. Okay, that's also considered avak lashon hara. So that's what he said. What are you getting involved in lashon hara? He wrote it. Once you start praising, then it can come to lead to the negativity as well. Baruch Amen.